Traffic Keys. I'm your host, Atiba, and today I want to jump into a question that I get quite often, and I've been getting it recently, so I figure it's probably a good time to dive in and talk about this once again. So if you are a business owner and you're looking to drive traffic, like eyeballs, to your website to create more leads, and you are in the right place because that is exactly what I teach you. And if you're here in the group or you're on my podcast, I'm going to teach you everything that I've learned over the last 15 years for free. So here's the question that I get. Okay. How do I trust someone who says that they want to do SEO for me? And I'm going to tell you that's a very, very loaded question. And in order to answer that question, what I really need you to understand, or what you really need to understand, is that there are three types of SEO. Three types of SEO. And now we know SEO is one of the three keys to traffic that we talk about here, right? First one being audience, the second one is your content, and the third is SEO. Well, inside of SEO, there are three different types of SEO. And it's very important that you understand that, because when someone is approaching you about SEO services and they're trying to sell you SEO services, you have to understand which one of the three are they actually trying to sell you, and is it worth it? So when you're doing that evaluation, you've got to understand them. So let's dive in to the three. So the three are, first, technical SEO. Technical SEO. The second one is on-page SEO, and the third is off-page SEO. Okay, so what do they all mean? Well, technical SEO is much like the name sounds. It's pretty darn technical. It's a lot of the stuff that you don't see about your website that needs to be right. It's all the behind the scenes stuff. Things like page speed. Because guess what? If your website loads slowly, people will leave. If your website takes more than, I think it's 3 seconds to load, more than 50% of the people will leave. So page speed. That's a technical problem, okay? And there are tons and tons and tons, and it feels like, no joke, it feels like Google keeps adding new technical specs. They just rolled out a whole new set a couple months ago, back in May and June, all right? So there's a lot of stuff there that you need to be considering inside of technical SEO, and we're not going to dive deep into that right now, but what you need to understand is this person, is this company that's trying to sell me SEO services, are they only selling me technical SEO? And here's, I'm going to let the cat out the bag on this one, okay? A lot of the people out there who, when they're saying, hey, we've got SEO services for $2.99 a month, we've got SEO services for $5.99, $6.99 a month, they're most of them only going to be doing technical SEO for you. And then they'll try to lock you in into a 6-month contract. Okay. Now you're going to say, well, is that worth it? No, it's not. Let me just be blunt. It's absolutely not. Because in most cases, and when I say most cases, we're talking when you're looking at the spectrum of technical SEO, probably 80% of technical SEO is done once and once only. So why are you paying them every single month? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're wasting your money, okay? They're wasting your money, and they're making little tweaks here and little tweaks there, but it's not worth the money. Now, is technical SEO important? Absolutely. It's 100% important. You have to get the technical side right. You have to fix all of the technical problems. That is absolutely necessary, but it's usually a one-time task. And so for with my agency, right, when we take on our big clients, and we do technical SEO, we usually span it out and tell them, okay, these are the things we're going to fix technically for you over the next 30, 60, or 90 days. And then after that, we revisit their technical SEO maybe once every 6 months or so. That's all it takes for big companies that are making millions of dollars. You don't need it every single month. Yeah, I don't. It's a waste. Okay? So if all they're fixing are technical issues, they're wasting your money. Number two, on-page SEO. Now we're starting to get into a little bit of the fun. Now, on-page SEO kind of fits in, has a couple categories of its own. So you have the static sort of on-page SEO stuff where you're fixing your titles and your headings and your alt tags on your images and your and all that type of stuff, right? And that's going into the content that you have now and making sure that it's all right and it's all cleaned up and that Google can really understand everything in the hierarchy that you've created, right? Now, the other side of on-page SEO, which is worth a ton more, is when you start getting into keyword research and figuring out how to help your website rank for certain keywords by creating more content for it to rank for those keywords. Okay. So that's also on-page SEO. Is on-page SEO worth it? Absolutely. It is absolutely worth it. However, if someone's only coming in and cleaning up your on-page SEO services, once again, that's a one-time thing. It's a one-time thing. But if they're going to come in and say, okay, we're going to create a content strategy. Remember, that's pillar number two in driving traffic. If we're going to create a content strategy, right, around these keywords that your audience is searching for, then that's starting to make sense. Now, what is that going to cost you? Well, if it's done well, you're going to pay in US dollars, you're going to pay at least $1,500 to $2,000 a month, at least. Okay? At very, very least. So once again, somebody coming around telling you $5.99 for SEO, they're wasting your time. And worser, yes, that's a word today, if they're telling you, we're going to charge you $5.99 and we're going to produce content, guess what? It's horrible content. It's not worth your time or money. You may as well write it yourself. You may as well get one of your kids to write it or hire an intern to write it from a local high school. Okay? Don't do that to yourself. I've seen too many of these people who are out here saying, you know, $6.99, we'll do your SEO and we're going to write all of these blog posts for you every single month and they're going to be keyword optimized. And what they're doing is, get this, and this is really bad, okay? What they're doing is, number one, they're reselling you content that they sold to someone else. That's called plagiarism. And Google will figure it out and you will, your site will get dinged, okay? That's called plagiarism. You don't want that. Or number two, they're using some AI software to write the content and it's not really great content. It's not content that's going to rank well that you're paying for. So don't waste your money. I'm telling you, minimum it's going to cost you $1,500 a month. Okay. Now, the third type, remember I told you the three, the third type of SEO that someone could be doing for you is off-page SEO. Now, off-page SEO is an interesting one because in off-page SEO, what we're talking about is building links to your website, getting other people in the world, other websites in the world to put a link on their site pointing to your site. That's off-page SEO. And in off-page SEO, there are correct ways to do it, and there are incorrect ways to do it. The incorrect ways you can get done for very cheap. You can go on Fiverr right now, and there will be people on Fiverr who will tell you, hey, you need to build backlinks. We can help you build backlinks. I will build backlinks for you, and you will get 200 backlinks for $50 or some ridiculous price like that. And you may be swayed by that. And you may think, oh, wow, yeah, I want that because they, you know, I heard that guy on Traffic Keys say, I need backlinks. SEO, you need backlinks. Yeah. But I've also said, you need quality backlinks. There are a lot of backlinks that actually will hurt your website. There are a lot of backlinks that are actually just an absolute waste of time and money. Okay? Quality backlinks, those take time and they take money. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not. Okay? You're talking about literally hundreds of dollars for one backlink. Now, you're not buying backlinks because that's illegal, according to Google. Not the law, but according to Google. So we're not buying backlinks, but what we're going to do is create content that and pitch that content to other websites so that they want to link back to us. Creating those campaigns, yeah, it takes hundreds of dollars. Hundreds of dollars. As a matter of fact, some campaigns way more than that. I have one client, we spend thousands of dollars on their campaigns. Okay? So somebody who's telling you they can get you backlinks for a couple bucks on Fiverr or on Instagram or Facebook, don't do it. It's not quality. It's not going to help you rank. It's going to hurt you. Okay? Google's going to look at your site and they're going to say that your site is a spammer. I'm going to take you a little bit further on that because I want you to go look this up. There's something called PBNs. Okay? PBNs. Right? And all of a sudden, I've forgotten what that acronym stands for. But PBNs are link farms. These are websites that people set up just to create links to other sites and sell them. Google is very much against those. But you can get on a PBN. You can get on a bunch of PBNs for dirt cheap. And that's a lot of times what you're being sold by these companies offering you services for, you know, oh, we'll build 10 high quality links to your website for $300. No, they can't. They're lying to you. They are absolutely lying to you. Okay. Let me just tell you, my cost alone, when I go build high quality links for my clients and build a campaign, my cost alone oftentimes is over $1,000. So how can someone else get you 10 for 300 that are quality? They can't. They absolutely cannot do it. So don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype on that. Okay? So coming full circle, guys, back to where we started. The question is, how do I choose a good provider? How do I know who to trust to do SEO services for me? And the first thing that you have to know in that equation is understanding that there are three types of SEO and understanding what they're actually providing to you. Okay? Technical SEO, on-page SEO, or off-page SEO, or some combination of the three. Understand that you need all three for your SEO service or your your website to rank in search engines. Couldn't say that right. Okay. In order to get your website to rank in search engine and you want to master your SEO, you have to master all three. You can't leave one out. So if they're only doing one or two of them, they're not worth their salt. And believe me, if they're doing all three of them and they cost less than $2,000 a month, nah, man, nah, they stealing money from you. You might get a little bit of bump in the first month, but after that, they stealing money from you, okay? And don't let them steal money from you. That's why I created Traffic Keys, because I want you here and I'm going to teach you all of this stuff because I want you to understand that they are stealing money from you. And there's something that you can do for yourself, all right? Because I also understand that you right now can't and shouldn't afford to pay $2,000 plus a month for SEO services, but you also need SEO services. And that's why I'm teaching you. That's exactly why I'm teaching you. Okay? Because if you came to me and said, hey, can I hire your agency? For most of you, and I don't mean this in a conceited way, I'm going to say no, you can't. Because with my agency, our fee, our retainer starts at $6,000 a month. Like, I won't talk to you unless you commit a minimum of $6,000 a month. Because that's what it takes. That's what it takes to really build your SEO, to really put a campaign behind you. So, in the meantime, what can you do as a small business owner? That's why you're here. That's why I'm teaching you. Because I want you to learn these lessons. I want you to learn that there are three types of SEO. I want you to understand that you can now go search on those three types of SEO and start to learn about those three and understand that we're going to be talking about those and the other keys to traffic here on Traffic Keys. And you can start implementing little things along the way to help you, to help your business, to drive more traffic to your website. That's my whole goal here, guys, is to help you do that. All right. So hope this was helpful. Thank you. Somebody on Facebook who says, thank you for the information. I appreciate you. Unfortunately, the name doesn't come through here in the streaming software that I'm using. Otherwise, I'll thank you by name. But thank you for being here. If you're on the podcast and you've got questions, by all means, hello@traffickeys.com. Send me an email. Let's chat. I want to hear your questions. We're going to be diving into more stuff. I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.